Pakistan's former president Parvez Musharraf is facing treason charges. The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has decided to proceed against Musharraf for imposing emergency rule and detaining judges in November 2007. Under the Pakistani law, only a sitting government can initiate such proceedings. Previous government was reluctant to pursue the case, fearing a possible clash with the powerful army. But the new administration has told the Supreme Court that a panel of four senior officials from the Federal Investigation Agency will look into charges against the former military ruler.
The committee has been formed for the investigation of the General Pervez Musharraf, and he could submit anything which he wants. It is only his apprehension. It is only apprehension that fair trial would not be given to him.
Musharraf, who ousted the current Prime Minister back in 1999 in a bloodless coup, ruled the country for a decade. He returned from self-imposed exile earlier this year to contest the parliamentary elections. However, he was disqualified from the political process. He is currently under house arrest in the outskirts of Islamabad because of several other legal challenges he is facing. Musharraf and his supporters say the latest move by government of Nawaz Sharif is politically motivated.
General Musharraf is not responsible either for abrogation or setting aside the constitution or putting the constitution in abeyance, because he was the president of the country and it was his responsibility to see that the fabric of the state remain intact.
The Musharraf's case may trigger tensions between the government and powerful army, which is reportedly not in favor of trying their former chief.
It is for the first time in Pakistan that any military ruler is being tried under treason charges. Legal experts believe many of the top officials who were in power when Musharraf imposed emergency rule in the country in 2007 may also be implicated in this high-profile case. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.